Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas lines, huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Ah, folks, you know what time it is. My favorite time of the week. That's right. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Once again, folks, it's Thursday night. Why is this night so big and so special? Super Bowl Sunday is this weekend. Boy, and what a matchup we have. We've talked about it for the past 2 weeks already. How much fun is this going to be with Tom Brady and the New England Patriots versus the Legion of Boom, Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor, Maxwell? It is going to be what a fight. Now, we originally said a couple weeks ago that Thursday night I was going to give out my play for the Super Bowl. Little bit of a teaser here, folks. I'm actually going to come on live Saturday night, TrendBetting.com, online, 15-minute show to explain exactly the team that I like in the Super Bowl and exactly how you are going to cash in. So I'm sorry if you tuned in tonight hoping to get that. We pushed it back to Saturday night. I wanted to devote a single night of action just to that game, just to who I think is going to win and why they're going to win. If you remember last year, we sat on that play, picked and chose exactly what stats to use. The world was on the Denver Broncos, but the right side was the Seattle Seahawks in a blowout winner last year in the Super Bowl in the Meadowlands. I can't say for sure right now or tell you for sure who that winner is going to be in the Super Bowl. We have a 90% chance of who we're going with. A couple more little factors are going to come in play before we fire away on that game. But once again, join us on Saturday night. I'm going to come on live, TrendBetting.com, a quick 15-minute show, and give you that winner to end the football season. So keep that in mind. But let's get back to the task at hand tonight. Usually I fly solo. Half hour, we hit it hard, review the last week's games, go over what's going to come up, what type of plays we had in Las Vegas, what type of plays were up on the website. Tonight is going to be a little bit different. We're going to go back to one of our older, more special formats, like we like to say, is we're going to have four guests on the radio tonight, a complete hour-packed show that's going to bring you everything from my man, Alex the AK-47, talking daily fantasy action, how he caps games, how everything goes into it, tips for beginners. We're going to have a world premiere tonight from my man, Travis the Hitman. First time on radio tonight, sharp as they come. We cover the globe, and what we mean by that is, you know, I'm an East Coast guy. Travis is coming from down south in North Carolina. Alex in the Midwest over in Illinois. I mean, Brian's coming from northern New Jersey, and Lucky Lance, guys coming all the way on the West Coast. So we have it all covered, a different perspective from each region of the country. You're going to hear that tonight, but let's pay some bills here tonight, and it's why we're here. Once again, folks, welcome. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, myself, Donnie Wrightside. Again, you heard it on the promo there, and hey, how about that? Some new spiffy promos this week for us. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. We're going to talk everything that you want to talk out. We're going to cover the entire gamut of sports. Travis loves the NBA. Brian loves the NBA. We're going to go over tips, as I said again, with Alex on Daily Fantasy. I know a lot of you are impactful that Alex is killing it. I know you've seen his blogs out there. If you follow me on Twitter, at WrightsideBP, you see me all the time retweeting what he has there. Please read what he has. It's only out there to make you money, and for the time being, it's free. Read up on it. Check the Twitter account. Go to AlexJK47. He's online all the time. More than happy to help you out with. We're going to have Brian coming on talking about gambling philosophy, prop bets, some NBA action. And, of course, we're going to end the night off with my man, Lucky Lance Williams, site owner and founder of TrendBetting.com. And he did send me a text a little bit earlier today. We do have some specials that we're going to go over with him on the website itself. So you're not going to want to miss out on what we have to offer tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, about myself, Donnie Wright's out here. So I have to say, 20 years in the business, online selling picks for 3 years, but for the time being and previous before that, making a lot of money for my friends and absolutely for my new clients there. Have a lot of guys that jumped aboard the last 2 to 3 weeks. Last week was a nice week for us. 7-4 overall. That's 11 plays in 7 days. You don't need a lot of plays to get that money and build that bankroll up. Started the week a little bit choppy this week, but we're hoping to end it strong. And, of course, drill that Super Bowl winner for absolutely free. The same way we gave you Seattle last year, this game is going to be just as strong. We're going to come with a lot of facts on how you're going to look at that football game. And halfway through that game, won't you say, "Woo, my man Donnie told me exactly what was going to happen," and watch my bankroll get bigger there. But you know me. I love NCAA basketball, NCAA football, NFL, award-winning capped Major League Baseball. At Right Side DP, you can also find me on Facebook, but I do run with the guys at TrendBetting.com. It's a fantastic site, as I said before. Lucky Lance Williams was the founder. I did hook up with him about a year and a half ago. We talked over guidelines. You know I have my own site, RightSideValuePlays.com. I wasn't going anywhere, but talking with Lucky Lance Williams, the future is in TrendBetting.com, folks. Sharp cappers there, affordable prices. It's a team that you want to get with there because we're going to talk to you online. We're going to be personable. We're not going to tell you to go away. We're not going to have a cocky attitude. We don't win all the time. You want to get that high 50s win percentage, but you want somebody to be fair about it, and you want some value in those plays. We're going to give it to you. The lineup itself, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, the Saffinator, and, of course, Frank Buzz. Everything is there for you, from soccer to hockey to football to basketball to baseball. It's there 24/7, 365 days a year. We have something that you are going to want. We're going to step away, folks, for just a few moments. We're going to bring on Alex the AK-47 in just a few moments. So hang in there, and we'll get right to you, folks. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you. Hey, folks, you're listening to Long Shots Radio, College Football Edition. Hey, let's cut that off. Let's get back live here. We got a lot of show to get in there. I know you folks wanted to listen to Hall & Oates. I did as well. But we have a lot of business to get here tonight. First guy I'm going to bring on the radio, I always like to say one of the sharpest young minds in the business. Don't let the young kid fool you there. He knows exactly what he's talking about. We're going to talk to Alex here, and we're going to go over a lot of information with him. He's going to come on and tell you exactly what some DFS. Alex, you there, brother?
Hey, Donnie, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, my man, thanks so much for calling in. The listeners, I know, are going to get a lot of information out of this segment. Just go over, Alex, before we get into the DFS there for you, how you been, what you been up to in the handicapping business, and how's it going for you, buddy?
Oh, things are great, man. Things are great. You know, getting into a nice little schedule here, second semester of school. Got a nice little schedule going as far as classes, getting stuff done, and always staying sharp. So things are going well. I appreciate it, and hopefully everything is going well with you and with the handicapping and with the family in general.
Oh, man, it's been a lot of fun. Hey, before we get into it there, as I said before to listeners there in the opening of the show, you're doing a lot of stuff with EFS there. I even see, I believe, that you're having your own podcast or setting something up. Talk a little bit on that there. Let the listeners know where you can get more of your information at, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what I started doing was writing for a few sites now, Today's Slapshot, Today's Pigskin, Today's Fast Break. And what it is, Donnie, is basically just branches out of the main sports from FanRag Sports. A great site. I got in touch with one of my buddies from my hometown. He was looking for writers, introduced me to the site, and it pretty much just started blossoming from there. And it all started a few months ago. I was home for break, was bored, and, you know, this whole DFS is booming. You see it on TV. You see FanDuel. You see DraftKings. And it's pretty much what it tells you it is. It's, you know, one-day leagues. You don't have to be committed to a team. You don't have to be locked in for a whole season. And the fun part about it is, you get to get a variety of different players. You get to select players under a salary cap. And me, you know, using handicapping skills since I was, you know, 15, 16 years old, decided to kind of start mixing in my cunning skills with betting and kind of transferring over to DFS. So they love it. We've been getting really good feedback. I'm in a few groups on Facebook, and the guys absolutely love it. So, you know, any way to contribute and help and kind of keep me keep my mind going is always great.
Fantastic, Alex. Now, with the whole DFS information there, I know it goes year-long. Do you specialize in a certain sport, or do you go at it hard with each season? You know, do you dig right into it?
Well, you know, I didn't get a chance to get really into the NFL or college football, which I think would have been a lot of fun. But right now I'm just focusing mainly on basketball and doing NHL as well, and I'll get into that here and make a few points about that. But NBA has been going pretty well. It is tough. It's not your it's not your average walk in the park, man. And I could say the same thing for NHL. NHL, it's almost a hit and miss. I mean, you can have a guy on a fourth line scoring a hat trick, and you know, your star center. You know, you could have a guy like Jonathan Toews on your roster, spend $10,000 on him, almost a quarter of your salary cap, and he won't see a puck on net. So it does have to do with a lot of luck. It's not a matter of looking at stats and looking at what happened. It's more of looking at what will happen, and I think that's what can really get your mind going if you're a betting guy, and just kind of get those little brain cells working to kind of just see those numbers. And it's definitely helped as far as seeing betting numbers as well, transferring over to DFS.
Mm-hmm. Now, with betting, I'm a gambler, the listeners are gamblers, you're a gambler, incorporating that in daily fantasy, some of the listeners out there are new to that game or might want to get into it. How does gambling come into the equation when you're doing your daily sports there with the fantasy?
Well, that's the thing, Donnie. I think when I look at games and, you know, if the public likes one team and preferably the over, I might stay away from that team in general. It doesn't matter who it is. If the public's hammering the Cavaliers as a small favorite and they love the game to go over, I might not even touch Kyrie Irving or Kevin Love. I might look for another game where the public's hammering the favorite in the under and take, you know, two or three guys on the underdog, which is pretty much saying that the public doesn't think they're going to score any points. And I've actually done a few models over Christmas break, teams on back-to-backs, how their defense has given up points, maybe playing guys staying away from guys that are in their consecutive games in Utah in that high altitude. We've also done a numerous resulted model from teams that are getting, let's say, more than 55% of the action with 55% or more on the under. We're fading those teams, taking the underdogs. Like I just said, man, basically it's those games where the public doesn't think that the underdog is going to score. We've seen a drastic number with those teams actually putting up points. And then pretty much differentiating about which players are going to go to is the next part. But it's been really fun. It, like I said before, it really just gets your mind working in a different way. And you kind of get away from, you know, the whole betting, the over, the unders, and the sides. And it kind of just it really is fun, man. And it's just different. I mean, you pick plays every day. It also gives me something to look forward to throughout the day. And I love doing the research, love being able to help people. And like I said, I've been getting real good feedback from it.
Perfect, man. Now, getting into the research aspect of it there, I know I take a look at games, you know, in a certain fashion, and I know a lot of people that play the fantasy leagues take a look at different action. Do you actually have, so to speak, a formula that you like to look at that says, you know, here's how I'm going to lay it out, goalies, you know, frontline players, did they play back-to-back nights? Take us in a little bit of how you research that type of information.
Sure, yeah. We've been doing a ton of strategies. For example, you know, in basketball, we've done anywhere from, you know, reaching for a point guard, somebody who like Chris Paul or John Wall or James Harden, somebody that's going to cost, you know, $11,000. And then you're pretty much left with trying to find sleepers. Or you can go the other route and just pick guys that are averaging in the 6,000, 7,000, guys like Monte Ellis, Darren Collison. You might get a guy like Aaron Aflalo. Some of these guys that might not see majority of the points, but it really is a big risk because you're pretty much putting your whole team on the line and leaning on all of them to have huge nights. But what I've noticed a lot of the expert DFS guys are doing is they're taking maybe one big point guard and one big center. I see a lot of guys taking DeMarcus Cousins and Andre Drummond night in and night out. You'll also see the, you know, the John Walls, the Chris Pauls. And then they're pretty much just trying to find sleepers throughout their lineup. You'll see guys like Anthony Tolliver, some of these guys like Langston Galloway. I know you being out east, a big St. Joe guy. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, was huge on Galloway when he came out of college and stuff. He's been doing real well for New York. We would like to see him on a better team, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much with whatever works for you. I've been testing out a few different models. And like I said, NHL is so hit or miss that you can pretty much pick whoever you want. And you could pick a guy that costs $4,000 and he might have a huge night over a guy that costs $10,000. So it's pretty much whatever works. You might need a few luck box players, but we're seeing a lot of steady progress, and I'm picking up tips as I go. I would still even count myself as, you know, almost like a novice, but using these skills, these numbers, and all these betting tools has definitely helped.
Fantastic, man. Now, just getting into the game, I understand the knowledge there. A lot of people understand the knowledge of what you're giving out there. But somebody who's just getting into it and says, you know, I played fantasy football for, you know, 10, 15, or 20 years. I'm not really sure how to get into the daily fantasy stuff. You know, let's just even start with basketball there. If you were just a beginner getting into the game, give the people some preliminary tips that you can just get right into and say, you know what, I can feel comfortable with this. How can they do that?
Yeah, well, I would say the first thing to do is pretty much just get out of your comfort zone. And I've had to do that sometimes myself. And there will be times when I'll have, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 players in one position where I'm looking at. And, you know, I won't go with my gut. I'll end up picking, you know, guys that I had originally had marked down, taking them off. So I would say just go with your gut and get out of your comfort zone. It's daily fantasy leagues, the range of luck vary so much that you can pretty much get away with anything. And if you're picking a bold choice, and even if the guy doesn't come out and have a great night, you pretty much got to test it out. And that's one thing that's really helped me is even if a guy, you know, hasn't scored, say, double-digit points the last 10 games, it doesn't mean that he's not going to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always nice to take shots at those guys. It makes you look almost better than the guys that are experts if it, you know, ends up holding true. So, like I said, just getting out of your comfort zone, being able to test a whole bunch of different strategies. Don't fall into whatever people say. Go with your gut instinct. It's your lineup. Have as much fun with it as you can. And pretty much don't listen to anybody else. And I've had the same thing as far as betting-wise, telling people, you know, if you're going to tail somebody, make sure to tail all their plays. Don't just take what they're going to give out randomly because you're going to lose about 70% of the time.
Absolutely, man. Hey, you hit on all the stuff there on Daily Fantasy. Hopefully people can catch you out again. Alex, that blog where they can catch you on there, what is that again? Go ahead and give that out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's todaysflapshot.com and then todaysfastbreak.com. And then I post lineups, Donnie, you know, NBA five times a week. And then I'm also posting NHL on Sundays and Thursdays. So I will pretty much almost have those about 6 days a week. I'll be posting them in Facebook groups, on Twitter. You can catch me on there, AlexK_47. I post them all throughout the day. Always willing to help with fantasy sleepers, and I also created that model, which I also list guys day in and day out that fall under that model. So you guys check up on there, and I will be there daily.
Fantastic, man. Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the time out there for you. And I hate to put you on the spot. Give me about maybe 15, 20 seconds on the Super Bowl, what you're going to be looking at, buddy.
Well, you're going to have two contrasting styles of play. You're going to have Belichick that's going to want to throw the ball, 40, 50 times a game. And then on the other side, Pete Carroll's going to want to run the ball down their throats. Be very surprised to see Seattle try and get in a shootout with Brady and Belichick. I look for Marshawn Lynch to set the tone, take all that all the media and whatever negativity surrounding him and putting it into Sunday. I like Seahawks 24-21.
Fantastic, man. Hey, Alex, thanks for coming on again. We'll do it again shortly, buddy.
Awesome, Donnie. Thank you very much, man.
You got it. Have a good one. Folks, right there, one of the sharpest minds in the business. Say it all the time. That's my buddy, Alex, the AK-47, dropping that knowledge on daily fantasy action and also gambling tips. Check him out on Twitter. Check him out on Facebook. Read his blogs. One of the best, sharpest minds in the business. Trendbetting.com exclusive as well. He's only there to help you out. Folks, we're going to pay some bills. Let's take a short break. We're going to get through the guests. Hang on there. Hey, folks, Donnie Wrightside from Long Shots Radio. Struggling with your picks out there? Filling your bankroll up? A little bit of a struggle for you? Put the experts at trendbetting.com to work for you. Go to trendbetting.com. It's a full-service site. Click on the experts tabs. Everything is there for what you need to build that bankroll the right way. NCAA basketball and football, National Football League, NBA, NHL, MMA, mixed martial arts. We have every single thing that you need. Once again, folks, go to trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis Terry, Jeff Brandeis, Frank Buzz, and the Saffinator, along with myself, Donnie Wrightside, experts in the industry. Put them to work for you. Trendbetting.com. Click on the experts tabs. You can get in for as cheap as $249 a month. Specials going on all the time. Once again, folks, trendbetting.com for all your needs in the business. Trust me, Donnie Wrightside, when I say we're going to put you on the right side at trendbetting.com. Hey, folks, you're listening to Long Shots Radio, College Football Edition with Donnie Wrightside. Just want to welcome you guys to the show. It's a brand new show. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. You can catch it here on trendbetting.com. We're going to talk NCAA football, NFL football, fantasy football, take your phone calls, recap what happens during the week, what's going on, future impact, upcoming big games, gambling tips is what we're here for, folks, what we're going to look for in the next few weeks, why is the line moving, public versus Vegas, always previewing those big-time, prime-time games with my good buddy Alex the AK-47. Listen here, Saturday, 6 p.m., trendbetting.com, Long Shots Radio. Folks, we're back and at it there. Love the guest we just had on previous there, my buddy Alex, the AK-47. Let's keep the show moving at this point. Have a newcomer onto the show. He's been with trendbetting.com now for a couple months. It's about time that we introduce him to the world. It is my good friend, Travis Terry. Travis, how you doing out there tonight, buddy?
I'm good. How about you, Donnie?
Fantastic, my man. Definitely wanted to get you on the show. I know we've been talking back and forth over the past couple weeks with the shows, and we definitely wanted to line you up for this big Thursday night show. You're a very astute NBA handicapper, and we did want to pick your brain a little bit there for us. Travis, get us a little bit of background on how you came in the gambling game and what you're looking at in the gambling aspects there, buddy.
Well, I've been gambling pretty much for about 10 years, and I wasn't doing too good to start off, so I started, studying a lot and handicapping to get a good read on these games, and, I started winning. So I just kept with it, and NBA and college basketball and MLB is my strong suit. I've hit a little rough patch here the last few weeks, but you have that right before the All-Star game. After that, I'm ready to fire on them real good.
Absolutely, man. Now, folks out there, if you're listening – again, we talked about the global aspect of trendbetting.com. You can hear the dialect for myself. I'm northern New Jersey, in that central Jersey range there. Travis comes from down south, so gives you a little bit of a different perspective. Travis, if we're going to hit the NBA in handicapping, buddy, tell me what you look at when heading up a game and what you're looking for detail-wise before you get down on a wager.
Well, you know, I look at trends also, and then, you know, I look at how teams have been playing, and, you know, injuries is one. You know, just basically the game flow, and, you know, maybe if a team had lost before the game, the game before, then, you know, a pretty strong team like, you know, Memphis, if they lose a game and then they're playing back at home, there's a pretty good shot they're going to win that next game. So, you know, I just kind of, you know, keep an eye out on everything.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know because I don't gamble or dabble too much in NBA action, but I always knew one of the key ingredients in there when capping the NBA and to use it to your advantage, the back-to-back games for the professional athletes where, let's just say, they're playing in Atlanta one night in a divisional matchup and then going right up to play the New York Knicks. Do you take a look or maybe even, you know, a side or another chance there looking at that game where it says, you know what, that point spread's going to come down 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 points just because this team is playing a back-to-back game? Does that ever enter into what you look at there, Travis?
Oh, yeah, it sure does, man. You know, those guys travel a whole lot. You know, back-to-back games, you know, it's rough on them. And, you know, you get guys, you know, sometimes they might play ahead, like, you know, Memphis may be playing like the Knicks, and, you know, the Knicks aren't doing that good. And also keep an eye out maybe if, you know, some players may be sitting that day. The Spurs is the worst about that. You know, Pop, he'll sit the players in a heartbeat. So I have to kind of keep an eye out on that too. And, you know, that's one of, you know, that's a big thing in it.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, when taking a look at the gambling aspect, in NFL wagers for myself, in, you know, NCAA football wagers myself, I always like to take a look at the betting line, public versus Vegas, and with line movements. What triggers a play for you when you see, let's just say you're on the fence on one game, line moves one way, maybe the public is hammering it at 70%. Does that come into your factor, or you just say, you know what, I don't really care who's betting on what, I like what I like. Take us through that type of look when the public is heavy on a game versus when Vegas is not so heavy on the game.
Well, yeah, it definitely does make a, you know, but whenever I'm on a game, I'm on the game. You know, I'm going to stick with it because so many times I've done that and I've switched my bet up and end up getting on the wrong side of it. So when I've got a good gut feeling about it, I stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, on a typical night in NBA action, let's just say you have a full slate of games, maybe 9, 10, or 11 games. When you're picking those games out, do you have a certain amount of games that you like to take, or can it vary from day to day for you there, Travis?
Yeah, it can vary from day to day. I try to stick around roughly 3 to 5 games or whatever. If I go, you know, putting 7, 8 games out, you know, it's hard to hit 7 or 8 games, you know. So I try to keep it down to where you can, you know, you can do pretty good on that.
Absolutely. Now, also, I know you're big as well handing out picks on NCAA basketball. Do you have a certain conference that you preference? Because I know from listening to me or seeing me online, I love the little guys, you know, the Atlantic 10s, the MAC, the Metro Atlantic conferences. Do you have a conference that you specialize in, or you just take an overall look and overall approach there for you on the game?
Basically, I just take an overall look. You know, I like them all. The ACC is pretty strong, so, you know, I kind of like some, you know, teams in there and all. But, yeah, I just kind of go with it as a whole. Sometimes you can get a good, you know, good value on some of these little small schools, so sometimes I try to take a shot on them.
Absolutely. Now, looking at, as you know, I'm not giving out my play, and I'm not going to put you on the spot for Super Bowl Sunday, but take us through a little bit of capping-wise there for you, Travis, of what you're looking at in the Super Bowl that might pique some of the public's interest there.
Well, I think that, you know, this whole mess, you know, with the Seahawks and the deflated balls and all that, you know, I like, I'm going to tell you now, I like the Seahawks on this one. I think if they can get to Tom Brady and maybe bump Gronkowski on the line, get him off his rhythm, I think that the Seahawks have a real good shot of winning this game.
Hey, I like it, my man. Now, Travis, on Twitter, where can the public find you and get a hold of you on Twitter? What's your Twitter account?
Hitman Travis at Twitter.com.
Absolutely. Now, also online with trendbetting.com, I know packages very cheap, affordable, and priced in the range for yourself. So, folks, go out there. Click on trendbetting.com. Go to the experts page there for you. Travis is listed right there. Travis, very good, man. First time on the radio with us. Very impressive. Thanks again for coming on the show tonight, buddy.
All right. Thank you, man.
You got it. Have a good night, man. Thank you. Well, folks, there you go. One of the boys from good old folks down in North Carolina. He knows his stuff, folks. ACC, that's his part of the country. NBA basketball, NCAA basketball, I see it each night. The man is on fire. Get his packages. Go to trendbetting.com. Click on Travis Terry. He's right there. Contact him on Twitter. Get a hold of him on Facebook. Get his plays and get his action. Folks, we're going to step away from the mic for just a few moments here. I'm going to bring on another guest from Team Brandis. You're not going to want to miss it out there. Folks, hold the line. We'll be back. Welcome to Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. It's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time weekly, exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's an interactive show. We're going to take callers and live tweets. We're talking NCAA basketball right through the tournament. Super Bowl Sunday is on the horizon. We just finished up a fantastic college football bowl season and championship round. Vegas line. Huge movement, bad beats. This is what this show is about. Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition exclusively on TrendBetting.com. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio, NCAA, NFL, fantasy football, taking your calls, recapping what's going on, gambling tips. This is what we are about. Why is that line movement? Public versus Vegas. TrendBetting.com has your exclusive winners right online. Check us out. Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, Donnie Wrightside, Thursdays, 8 p.m., TrendBetting.com. Hey, folks, thanks for hanging on there through the break. Once again, this is Long Shots Radio, Primetime Edition, with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Now, you know me from my side of the world. We're just outside of Philadelphia. We bring that East Coast type style and flavor to the gambling scene. Now, we're going to take it up a little bit of ways up the New Jersey Turnpike. Up to, hey, you ever watch The Sopranos? They're driving right through this guy's place here. This is Team Brandis that we're going to bring on now, and let's introduce them to the world. Guys, how you doing out there?
I'm doing great. This is only me, Brian, of Team Brandis over here. But Donnie Wrightside, thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to speak amongst the experts here. You guys have been making a lot of salient points here, a lot of points that I'm going to iterate on my talk, and it's just a pleasure to be here.
Fantastic, Brian. Let's get right into it for you, buddy. Gambling philosophy on your part. You've heard it throughout the show. You've probably seen it throughout your life. What is your philosophy on gambling, and how do you approach it, buddy?
So, yeah, that's a great question. I'll start off by giving a little bit of background in my role in Team Brandis. I'm only one of three members. I'm the son all the way out on the West Coast. I'm not a full-time gambler by trade. My father is actually the expert here. But me and my brother contribute to his knowledge and discuss very often about various gambling picks, what we like and what we don't like. So I'm just one piece of the puzzle. My gambling philosophy, I feel like, has been pretty successful. I don't mean to brag, but I can honestly say that I've only made one deposit into a sports book in my entire life. I'm still betting, I'm still up money, and I'm still having fun. So I may not be a millionaire, but I got an idea of how to have fun and how to make a little bit of money. What are my rules? I kind of take the Warren Buffett approach to life. I bet what I know. I'm a computer programmer by day. I have time to research all these lines, crunch numbers, like AK-47 earlier was talking about crunching these models. I love that stuff. I love to hear about it. I love to look at the data. I don't have time to do all that myself. But you know what I do love? I used to play a lot of fantasy basketball. I used to be scouting the waiver wires constantly. I would know who to put in when and when to not put in a player and when they're going to perform and not going to perform. So you know what that led me to believe? I love betting NBA prop bets. I love betting on my individual players. I love looking at them, knowing when they're going to score, knowing up what matchups they're going to be doing up against, and then betting accordingly. So it not only gives me like a good insight because I've researched these guys and seen what they've done, it kind of gives me something to root along for. So it's a lot of fun to just watch them. So, I get to make fun and have money. And, so that's kind of like my rule number one, bet on what you know. So rule number two is kind of like only bet when you have an insight or an edge, really. You know, if it's a coin flip, I'm not betting on the Super Bowl coin flip. I'm betting when I have a better than 50% chance. So, you know, the lines for a lot of these guys, like a player like John Wall or LeBron or whatever, they have their lines usually based on their season averages. And, you know, the amount of points, the amount of boards they're going to grab is not indicative of their season averages. It depends drastically on a lot of different things that your expert desk had brought up before, depending whether they're playing back-to-back games, what are the matchups, what are the injuries on the other teams. And these are things that are not taken into advantage or not taken into account into the sports line. But, you know, you as a person who's following, who has, like, a real intimate relationship with following these players that you care about, that you can kind of put these experts in, you know, this intuition and this advice and this knowledge that you have to give yourself an advantage in your bets. So that's kind of what I bet on. You know, some of my players I love to bet on is John Wall. I'm a huge John Wall fan. I saw him, me and my dad and my brother were all hanging out on Christmas. We watched them destroy the Knicks, and that was like a blast for me. So, you know, you see him destroy the Knicks. I bet on him just a couple days ago to destroy the Lakers. But you know what? I also bet on him when they lost against the Phoenix Suns. So, you know, you got to learn yourself. You have to learn. You know, I learned from that mistake. Why did they lose to the – why did he not cover his point spread against the Phoenix Suns? It's a lot of the points that you guys made up before. He's playing a back-to-back game just yesterday. He just messed up the Lakers, you know. You gotta give him some time to breathe to recover. You know, in reality, I should have bet the under on him. I should have known he's tired and traveling. It's going to wore out for him. So I bet conservatively, too. That's, like, my rule number three. You know, I have this insight and this expert advice, but I know not to trust myself. You know, I don't ever put more than 5% of my bankroll on a single play. But you know what? You can make a lot of profits. It is great. That is like, my philosophy in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Now, taking a look at with NBA action with props versus betting the side or betting the over-under, do you have a preference on where you believe there's more value in? Do you like to dabble in each one of those or lean more towards prop bets? What's your approach in that respect?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. You know, sometimes, you know, a prop bet will lead into another size and totals. If I'm thinking this is going to be a close game, this is going to be a game that's going to have a good chance of going into overtime, that's when I'm going to bet it. That's when I might bet the over as well. If I think this is going to be a defensive hustle, you know, nobody's going to do it, I might bet the under on a prop and a good. So we kind of get these, like, synergized bets together, and they also kind of act as, like, a kind of a safety gap in a lot of guys. I've had a lot of bets where, you know, John Wall, you know, didn't score his points, but the Wizards still won. So it's kind of like a two birds and one stone kind of bet. So you can kind of use the insight. You know, sometimes a single player will dominate. I mean, you can also take that into account in a lot of other regards, though, is like the warning signs. You know, sometimes you think, you know, this team's going to blow them out of the water. So you might be thinking, oh, surely my prop bet's going to win. But nah, the thing is, if you're winning by 30 points, they're putting in the reserve team. Your player might not score over 20. It's a little bit messed up. So you kind of want to be betting these close games. And that's kind of my philosophy there.
Now, betting are you just strictly betting prop bets with, like, the NBA, or do you dabble in NCAA basketball prop bets, or as, like, maybe the tournament rolls around? What would you say your wheelhouse is in that respect as opposed to the NBA with betting props?
Oh, I love the NBA props, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, if I'm talking with my dad and my brother, we can convince each other. We can convince each other to make bets, but you know, I don't really stay. I kind of, you know, primarily focus on the NBA, but, you know, I might have a little bit fun with the NCAA parlay. But, you know, it's going back to my point number one. I don't really know the NCAA extremely well. I haven't been following it. I haven't had a fantasy team for 10 years following each player game after game. So I don't know it as well. So I don't bet it as seriously. It's more of a for fun.
Gotcha. Now, with the NFL coming up there, obviously with the Super Bowl, pages and pages and pages of prop bets. Have you focused on the Super Bowl at all or taken a look at any of those prop bets yet?
Oh, yeah. Katy Perry's hair is definitely going to be blue. No, I'm just joking. Don't bet on that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no. You know, I've been looking at the Super Bowl. I'm still waiting for the lines to really finalize. I know some of your guests have been rooting for the Seahawks, but my gut says Tom Brady's not going to let himself lose a third in a row, man. I think he's going to get his ring. He's gunning for that. But, you know, I haven't been really looking at the Super Bowl lines too much. But, you know, I might – oh, definitely. It's a Super Bowl. You got to bet on it.
Absolutely, man. So with that, do you have an idea? I know you said looking like leaning towards Tom Brady and stuff. Do you take into effect like all this background information coming in with the flake gate and, you know, the rush up to the Super Bowl, maybe the Patriots are unfocused? Is that going to change the way you look at this game, or are you just going to go straight by the numbers on it?
No, I'm going strictly by the numbers. I know the media needs to sell their headlines. They need to push. They need to get eyeballs. That is all baloney, man. These players are professionals. They're not going to let that stuff distract them. They're going in, and they're going to play their A game, and nothing's going to distract them away from that. And I think Tom Brady has laser focus and will bring that to the table.
Fantastic, man. So we went over gambling philosophy, some prop bets, some NBA. Do you have anything in action tonight, Brian, or tomorrow night that the listeners might want to look at and maybe take an extra look at for you?
Oh, man, unfortunately tonight I was a little bit busy right before the show, so I don't have anything to plug for you right now, but I'm sure my father at Team Brandy's and Jeffrey Brandy's at trendbetting.com will have wonderful expert advice for you to bet on.
Hey, my man, you said it all there. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. You do have to run a little bit and get over to Lucky Lance Williams, but it was a pleasure talking to you, Brian. Good luck on the Super Bowl with those prop bets. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Thanks, man. Take care. All right, folks, you heard it all right there. That was one of the branches of Team Brandeis. That was Brian. Fantastic information that he brought to the table. Look, we cover all aspects of it. If you want to go with the side, if you want to go with the full game, if you want to go with the first half, we got prop bets covered for you. Trendbetting.com is where it's all at. Click on Team Brandeis there. You'll see Jeff's nice fancy picture. Got some glasses there. The man is smart, knows what he's doing. And once again, folks, once the springtime comes around, do not miss out on Jeff's packages there for horse racing. One of the best in the industry. I've won money with him. I've texted him last year during the spring. Hey, you got anything this afternoon going on? Absolutely got a race here. Take a look at race three. You're not going to want to miss out in this Gulfstream race, which I'm a novice, an absolute novice at horse racing. Jeff's going to put you on the right side with that. Folks, going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to get to the man, the myth, the legend, Lucky Lance Williams in just a few moments. So hang on to the line, and we'll be right back. Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the Experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Folks, thanks so much for holding on there. Once again, Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. We had some great guests on tonight. Alex, the AK-47, bringing that knowledge with Daily Fantasy. Travis Terry coming from the Deep South down there with NBA handicapping, NCAA, and what he's looking at on the Super Bowl. Brian from Team Brandeis with gambling philosophy, prop bets, NBA, his action, folks. We got it all covered for you. Once again, trendbetting.com. Go to the website, click on the Experts tabs. We're all there, cheap and affordable. Folks, once again, you're not going to want to miss out. Saturday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, me, Donnie Wrightside, will be on the radio going over the Super Bowl for 15 minutes and giving out my play. Folks, if you remember last year, check the tapes. We were all Seattle Seahawks when the nation was on the Broncos. We rolled for an easy steamroll winner. It was a lot of fun, a lot of stuff we did. Very, very exciting. exciting. Now, we're going to get to the man, the myth, the legend, Lucky Lance Williams, one of the sharpest minds in the business, coming up with a great website. Lance, what's up, buddy?
How are you,
Johnny? Hey, there, buddy. There we go. My man, how's it going out there on the West Coast?
I'm doing really good. I'm driving into Vegas right now, my friend. I'm really excited for this weekend. We're going to do really well. We're going to score big. And I just can't wait. This is going to be a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. I know you're meeting up with a lot of clients out there, a lot of trendbetting.com information out there that's out on the streets. Going into Vegas this weekend, Lance, we're going to go over some Super Bowl stuff, but I know we spoke earlier, and the callers, the listeners, everybody wants to know, there's going to be a special promo going on the website, Lance. Talk about that for a few minutes, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's right. And you're doing such a great job with the show. I love hearing from Alex again. It's been too long. That's so sharp. I get a full-on lesson every time he calls in, and it's been a little while, so I was happy to hear him. And the new guys, too, Brian and that Travis Hitman is so good. He said he hit a rough spot, but that just means he's been winning a little less than he has been. That guy in NBA from Christmas Day till January 17th went 77-31 in the NBA, above 70%. That's how good he is, and I bet with him, I listen to him, and I'm really happy that he's on our team.
I mean, hey, I tell the listeners all the time, every single week, you can't win all the time. Honesty is the best policy, and they'll follow you because long-term, we're going to put those W's together, man.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, if he could hit 70% all the time, I'd love that, and he's not hitting that right now. But, you know, Travis is sharp. He works hard on these games. We're going to go far with what he's got with NBA all the way to the NBA Finals. And I'm so excited for what Travis is doing. I'm just really pleased that he's on the team. And calling in on the show, I'm excited that you're taking callers too. I'm just really happy with the way things are rolling with our team. And you said that we have discounts, and that's right. You know, we don't discount a lot. I feel like our information is really valuable and already priced so that anyone can afford it. But occasionally we'll do a discount. Right now, until the kickoff of the Super Bowl, you can get any package on the site for half price. Normally, 1 week is $99. Right now, you can get $49. Full month package, which is the best deal. That's the best value. It's normally $299. You can get it for $149. This makes it so that anybody that's playing can afford to get a better percentage, to get better information, and win more. You know, it's not the cheapest out there. There's people out there, you know, for $25 and $10. You know, there's people with really cheap deals, but I feel like you get what you pay for, and we definitely aren't the most expensive either. There's people out there that'll gouge you and take advantage of players, and I hate to see that. But,
yep, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're accessible on Twitter, accessible on Facebook. I mean, that's the name of the game. We're not going to run and hide. You see me every single day, Lance, as well as yourself. Post winners and losers. Doesn't matter. If I go 0-3, I'm posting all three. If I go 4-0, I'm posting those four winners. But that's the uniqueness of what we bring to the table at trendbetting.com. Lance, before we get you off the phone, I know you're driving there. Let's go over a little bit with yourself. Everybody knows last year in the NHL, award-winning. Go to the monitors there. You were up there the entire season long, blowing away the field. How you doing on the NHL this year? What can we look forward to coming down the stretch?
That's right. We won the full season last year at Monitor Sports Picks with 252 units of profit. You know, hockey's been good this season, and I'm actually still number one at monitorsportspicks.com. You can go check out all of our handicappers either at Monitor Sports Picks or on the Handicappers Watchdog, and I currently am number one. You know, we're hitting 55%. There's a lot of people that'll scoff at that and say, what the hell, man? Yeah, that's barely more than a coin flip. But because of the information that I have and the way that we take, the approach that we take to get underdogs, good underdogs that are going to pay plus money, and when we're betting favorites that a lot of the time we're going to bet minus one puck or the puck line at minus 1.5 and get paid plus 200 or plus 180, when our favorites win by more than one goal, which doesn't happen all the time, but it happens a lot. And when it does happen, we get all of that profit. In the last 30 days, I'm hitting 55%, and we have 35 units of profit, averaging more than one unit per day. So it's going good. I love talking to the team, like CJ the Razor. He's got the NHL info. MMAJ, who has expanded into team sports as well, that guy has good information, and he's improved my handicapping with some of his systems. And the bottom line is, we have a money management system with my NHL plays that is unbeatable, even if you did flip a coin. You know, and that's horrible to say, but if you went 50-50, you still can win money if you manage it, and if you manage your bankroll properly. Where if you bet a game and you win, most players are going to let it ride. They're going to press it up. They're going to bet it all. And then if they lose, they won one game, they lost one game, and they've lost all of their money. We don't do that. You've got to be able to adjust your units for when you're winning. You've got to know how to advance in a measured and professional approach. And finally, you have to be able to go after some of your losses in a professional way as well. When I bet a team and I lose, you know, I'm going to bet that team again. I find value in every team. We're going to bet them many, many times through the season. So the next time I find value in that team, I have a record of what we've done. And if the last bet that we did was a loss, you know, we have a five-bet chase. Sometimes it's a three-bet chase. And you should never chase losses, but we do go after losses to a point, and that makes it so that our losses are minimal and our gains are as maximum as we can. So thanks for asking.
Absolutely, man. Yep, game plans are important there. Now, you're going to where it's all going down, City of Sin, Las Vegas this weekend. Super Bowl, obviously betting the game is big, and you know what we said, we're going to put on a show where I'm going to host it Saturday night and give away a lot of good information there, as well as our
full
complete set of picks there on the Super Bowl. Now, you're heading down there. Talk about maybe a prop or two, Lance. You're going to go right to the casino.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You know what? We're going to be on Fremont Street. We're going to be at the Nugget. For the game itself, we're going to be in the Cadillac Mexican Bar. They've got so much tequila there, it might be a dangerous place to be, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Anybody that wants to come in there, they can get my plays totally free. We're gonna be on Fremont Street all day. And, in fact, Cadillac Mexican Bar has 80-ounce beer towers, so it's going to be a good time. Drop in, message me on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll give you the information. And my prop bet, my friend. You know, like you, I'm not giving away my plays on the radio today. I might on Saturday night with your special Super Bowl preview show.
Yep.
I'll post it on my Twitter an hour before the game for anybody that wants it. But we are going to bet, will there be a roughing the passer? And bet yes. The league protects these guys. They want to protect Tom Brady, especially. I'm not saying that the NFL is in collusion with the Patriots, but they just prefer the Patriots. They like Tom Brady. They don't want him to look bad, and they don't want him to get hurt. The Legion of Boom is going to try to make a point early in the game, and there's going to be a play where they hit him hard, and those refs are going to protect. They'll protect Wilson, too. You know, they keep these guys, in dresses, basically. But bet yes. You can get plus 120 in some places. It's about even money on whether there will be a roughing the quarterback call.
Absolutely, man. That's fantastic. I know. Have a great time this weekend in Vegas. This is the week that TrendBetting.com lives for. We are big game hunters. We're going to knock that Super Bowl down. Lance, we're going to talk later. Drive safe heading into Vegas. Thanks again for coming on the show, big man.
Thanks for your time, Donnie. Have a nice night.
Absolutely. Right there, folks. That's Lucky Lance Williams, owner, founder of TrendBetting.com. World-class website, folks. Go to the website, TrendBetting.com. It's Super Bowl weekend. You heard him talk right there. We have absolute specials going on. Any one of those handicappers you have, including myself at TrendBetting.com, 50% off. Head there. Click on the tab. There's a lot of action going on. Obviously, the Super Bowl is on Sunday. But don't forget, I mean, there's ice hockey. We have NCAA basketball, NBA basketball, prop bets, whatever you need. It's going off. It's going down. It's going to be this Sunday. As I said again on the preview, A lot of information is going to be given out on Saturday night. We're going to still continue to gather. We have a really good idea of who we're going with. We did not hit that send key yet on the final part of it. We'll have all that information lined up for you, detailed line by line in a quick 15-minute show. Free plays going across the board there. I'm going to give you my Super Bowl special. You know I had Seattle last year. Will it be Seattle again this year? It might be. Will it be Tom Brady going for another Super Bowl and cementing himself as the best quarterback of time? It could possibly be done. Folks, once again, thanks so much for your time. Long Shots Radio, prime time edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. I'm going to be back at it on Saturday night giving away that Super Bowl info. Trendbetting.com, folks, go to the website. Have a great week. And on Sunday, you know I'm going to put you on that right side.
Thank you.